AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state is moving in the right direction in the fight against the coronavirus. He is reopening the state. A mask mandate ends next week. President Biden called the decision by Abbott and other governors Neanderthal thinking.
It's the kind of language you expect a president not to use. You expect him to be a little bit above that. But secondly, it showed that he really doesn't know the achievements that we've been able to achieve in Texas with regard to slowing the spread and increased vaccinations.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus case and death numbers are still too high. She says rolling back restrictions now is not a good idea.
But we're not there yet. And we have seen this movie before. When prevention measures like mask mandates are rolled back, cases go up.
The February jobs report exceeded expectations.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 379,000 jobs last month, the most since October.
Overall, this looks like a really strong report.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says she wasn't expecting job growth of this size until the March report.
I think the fact that we saw restrictions get eased up over January certainly helped. We also had the vaccinations effort gather pace.
And House thinks employers will add even more jobs in coming months.
We're about to see a big boom in spending, and I think that's also going to translate into substantial ramp up in hiring.
By late spring or early summer, House expects monthly gains of 650,000 to 700,000 jobs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An attempt to add a minimum wage bill in the Democrats' $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill fell short. 8 Democrats voted no. More than 27 million Americans fully vaccinated against the coronavirus will have to keep waiting for guidance from federal health officials for what they should and shouldn't do. This is AP News. In Iraq, Pope Francis is delivering a message of hope.
Pope Francis says only if we learn to look beyond our differences and see each other as members of the same human family will we be able to begin an effective process of rebuilding and leave to future generations a more humane world. Speaking to a large audience of dignitaries, he urges Iraqis to value their religious minorities and consider them a precious resource to protect, not an obstacle to eliminate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spacewalking astronauts completed the first round of prep work for new solar panels, part of a major power upgrade at the International Space Station. NASA's Kate Rubins and Japan's Soichi Noguchi installed mounting brackets and struts for the improved solar wings that are due to arrive in June. Ed Donahue, AP News.